Tom, could you just talk a little bit about how, in some ways, maybe your draft philosophy in any way has changed from when you were drafting back in the 90s to now? Is there anything specific that's really...
We've always been, take the best player, kind of a circumstance, team, whatever you want to call it. So the difference, obviously, this year is picking where we're picking versus where we've been picking in the past. So that to me is what causes the concern, if you will, because the factor of, we know some people will drop, but will they drop as far as we are?
As a follow-up to that, does it bother you to draft a player that you know it's a position of need, but you really don't think is the best player available?
Well, I don't think you do it. If it's a different story if the players are all graded exactly the same or with a slight difference and you make that call, but you're not going to reach for a player.
Dave, picking outside of the top five for the first time as a GM, obviously you had the experience in Atlanta and Indy, but how different has it been for you guys in the scouting process with this pick as opposed to last year?
The process has stayed the same. Obviously we'll look at we'll still have our target of, five to six guys that we like there, and we'll prepare for guys that the one or two guys we think may have a chance of falling, and then hopefully we get, one of the guys that we target there. But you still always have that cluster of a few players there that you're going to target. You could pretty much account that there will be 15, 20 guys that are definitely going to be gone.
With the schedule release, Coach Coughlin, when you saw it going back to New York week one, what's it mean to start the season there for you?
I don't spend any time thinking about that. We knew the teams we were going to play. We didn't know the order. So to go to New York for the opening of the season, it'll be an exciting atmosphere, obviously. It's opening day. So everybody will be excited. Everybody will look forward to the opportunity to go to New York and play against a very good football team.
Tom, in the last 10, 12, 15 years, Tom, how much difficult has it become to evaluate offensive linemen because of the offensive systems running college football?
That's a good question. You hunt for the type of tape that you feel can provide you with the information that you need. Now, what you're alluding to is a lot of pass protection, which is a big part of our game as well. But what you have to try to find out, and sometimes it takes a college bowl game or something of that nature before you see people engaged in the type of run game that we feature here. So it has gotten, I think, a little bit more difficult, obviously, but you still have your standards by which you're operating. There may be some questions, but you're trying like heck to answer them all, and wherein you might have seen people that were 50-50 running past, that no longer is the case, so you have to really zoom in when the ball is being run, for example, to evaluate their ability as a run blocker.
Dave, do you anticipate there being a good level activity toward the end of the first round of teams wanting to get back in for that potential fifth-year option?
I think it depends what happens in the top of the round, what happens in picks 1 through 10. If there's a specific player there, it could be, but you just never know until that time comes. But we'll be prepared for that.
Sort of how valuable is having that fifth year drafting a guy who's the fifth
quarterback? I think it comes with some pros and cons. The fifth year option's a little bit, it does come with some issues too, with some contract language. You don't have control of the contract, the injury guarantee, and stuff like that. So, sometimes if you have a player there and you like him, the fifth-year option can be a little bit of a deterrent, too.
How good of a draft is this at the tight end position? And are you looking for one aspect over the other, pass catching versus run blocker, or are they all equally important?
I think for the style of offense we're going to want to play, and Coach Marone can comment on that, too, but I think they're equally important for us in terms of being able to block and catch the ball. I think it's a good draft. I think at all levels, from the top tier guys all the way through the draft, you can find guys that can help. Some maybe more situational players than full three down players.
Guys, and Doug as well. Yeah, the last few years, free agency in the draft, you had to get better players. You look around now, most of your starters are returned. How much changes now in the early rounds as far as going out, trying to bring in guys who can play immediately as compared to, you know, with possible salary cap cuts coming up in a year, preparing for the future?
Yeah, I don't know when, you know, I don't really tend to look back a lot and see what my feelings were towards then, but I can tell you how they are now. And I feel very comfortable with the players that we have right now that are in the building working and training. I feel like we can go out there as a team and play. And, you know, I look forward to the draft coming up in a couple of days and seeing, you know, what players that we can get to add to help our football team. I mean, I basically look at it like that. I think that, you know, it's a combination of a lot of different ways to acquire players. The draft is one of them. Free agency is another one. You know, last year we were fortunate. We got some, you know, good players. We feel like we've gotten some good players this year. And I think we'll get some good players in the draft. So a lot of it will, you know, for my part, will be how we develop those players, how we train those players, how we get them to become better football players, how they fit into our culture, what we want to get done. And obviously at the end of the day, we want players that can obviously help us win football games.
Tom, you three have been together for over a year now with the scouting staff. Has this process been a lot more efficient than last year at this time when you're just getting to know each other?
I thought we were pretty efficient last year as well. As Dave alluded to, the process remains the same. There's input from everybody, whether it's scouts and coaches, et cetera. There's constant evaluation of players, starting at the beginning of the season, for example, running all the way through to the draft. So the efficiency of the operation, in my opinion, has been good not only last year but this year. Now, certainly this year we know a little bit more about each other, and that always helps, but it has not – in any way been able to speed up the way in which the evaluation process is done.
Tom and Dave, is it just as difficult to evaluate the wide receivers as it was talking a few moments ago about the offensive linemen because of all those spread systems in college too?
I think you're finding more and more wide receivers. I think there's a greater quantity of wide receivers because of the spread systems. So it's challenging from the part that you're weeding through. We're back maybe 10 years ago, you're looking at 6 to 8 guys that you felt really good about. Now you got 20, 30 guys that you have to go through and trying to figure out what they can do. But I think the traits remain the same for what you're looking at those positions, size, speed, and athleticism to catch the ball and make plays. So probably a little bit easier than the offensive line in that aspect.